And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer in an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply. And I'm not actually replying to my own podcast here. I'm replying to a question that was posed to me by Devil Wasp in regards to my original podcast on Australia's new anti-terror laws. And you did ask me an incredibly good question. And I did start to type out a reply, and then I realised, no, there's a lot more in here, and I can't be bothered typing out a 500-word essay, so I decided to sit down and record this. Now, for those of you who haven't read the thread, Devil Wasp asked me in regards to the anti-terror laws and pointed out that a lot of supporters have some good arguments. What if they're right? And I'm not going to deny, and I don't think anyone can deny, that there is a possibility that they're right. It is entirely possible that they are right in what they're doing. But I have to question whether they are in fact right, and if this is the right way to go about combating and deterring terrorist attacks on anyone. Because to me, this just seems like more fuel for the recruitment fires for extremists. Taking away something like the presumption of innocence, to me, seems like that would be the perfect thing to hand out to Muslim extremists or any extremist. And let's face it, there are extremists in everything. In any kind of religious organisation, in any kind of organisation and set of beliefs, there will always be people at either end of the scale, and in the middle there'll be a huge shade of grey. Taking away sort of the right to a fair trial or legal representation, that's going to be more fuel to the fire. So I have to question, should we be actually holding out the lit match to people who do, you know, believe this and saying, okay, mate, here you go, because that's all I can see is going to happen with terror laws, you know, like the ones that are, you know, being put out. And as I said, this, you know, really sounds like something out of South Africa. It doesn't sound like Australia or, you know, America or any of the democratic nations with the kind of civil rights that we supposedly hold dear. And I'm kind of down on the media for, you know, sort of portrayals of you know, the average Muslim, if you like, because, as I said in my last podcast, Muslim communities are extremely worried as to whether these are going to be used against Muslims here. And a lot of people have, you know, sort of said to me, well, there hasn't been a terrorist attack here. And no, there hasn't, but the Australian Embassy in Jakarta was bombed last year in Indonesia. And what's the biggest Muslim country on earth, or one of them? It's Indonesia. What's sitting directly underneath Indonesia on the map? It's Australia. So if you've got a Muslim community here that is worried and feels it is being targeted, and a lot of them, you know, potentially have got relatives back in Indonesia, they ring up their relative and they say, guess what's happening to me, just in conversation. And that relative tells someone and tells someone and tells someone. Isn't that just fueling the recruitment fires? Shouldn't we not be starting to look at taking down those fires and sort of combating terrorism at a grassroots level? I'm not saying there shouldn't be preventative measures in place, but I can't see preventative measures being of any use when you are taking away basic human rights, such as presumption of innocence and the right to a fair trial. And I'd like to point out, you know, sort of the media ever since September 11, at least in Australia, and I'm sure around the world, have suddenly, you know, started acting as if terrorism's a new thing. It's like, ooh, they're terrorists, and they're big, and they're scary, and they're here, and they're coming to a cinema near you, terrorists. And it's just starting to sound like those campaigns of Reds Under the Beds that we had in Australia, at least in the 1950s. And it's not a new thing. I was listening to an interview with Jeffrey Robertson the other night, and he pointed out that probably the original terrorist was actually Guy Fawkes. He wanted to blow up the Houses of Parliament and the King and, you know, pretty much the monarchy with, you know, a lot of gunpowder. Now, why did he want to do that? He was unhappy, you know, or was recruited by people that weren't happy with the treatment of Catholics. If you want to take out that, you know, take out the unhappiness, take out the belief system. Don't add to the fire. He also pointed out in that interview, which I thought was a really, really cool thing to point out, that one of the biggest recruitment sort of things in the Middle East at the moment is for extremists is the pictures from Abu Ghraib prison. Now, Abu Ghraib, and I'm not dissing America here, please, no one, you know, sort of losing at me for that. Abu Ghraib happened because you had, and I quote from some interview somewhere, sadists on the night shift. Why did that happen? Well, because, you know, from the top down or wherever, suddenly they decided to ditch the Geneva Convention. If they hadn't ditched that and maintained that these prisoners had, you know, basic human rights and, you know, right to treatment and stuff like that, you know, good treatment in the prison, that recruitment would, sort of momentum in regards to those fighters would never have happened. So we really do need to maintain people's civil rights in regards to this, so we can stop the kind of recruitment going on that is basically going on. So that's my short answer. And I'd also like to point out that this kind of thing isn't necessarily new in Australia. In the 1950s, the then government under Sir Robert Menzies, or Bob, or actually Ming is his nickname, put forth a Communist Party Dissolution Act. Now, that basically went out to do what it sounds like, and that was dissolve the Communist Party in Australia. And the definition of a communist under that act was anyone who two or more members of parliament said was a communist. So again, we've got the removal of the presumption of innocence, which to me is just a basic right. Now, that ended up fracturing the Labor Party so badly they could not get back into office for at least another 15 years. And that was actually defeated as being unconstitutional in the High Court of Australia. So Menzies' next act was to try and change the constitution. Now, in Australia, you can only do that by public vote. You cannot do that in Parliament. That referendum was defeated with a resounding no. I think that was probably one of the highest no referendum defeats ever. And so, you know, it's not a new thing to try and introduce these kind of laws. But the Communist Party still existed until the 1990s, when it just voted itself out and died a natural death after Glasnost. So I honestly can't see, in sort of regards to this rather rambly reply, how taking away basic civil rights and basic civil liberties is going to prevent terrorism, when I honestly think we should be looking at the causes and looking to stop things there, and not giving cause for recruitment and giving cause to further for extremists to further their cause. So I guess the short answer in the end of it all is, yes, they could be right, but I don't see that this is the right way to go about it. So I hope that answers your question, and if you've got any further ones, please let me know. And if anyone else has got any questions, also please let me know. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer saying good night.